Saguaros are in bloom across Arizona, but some of those flowers are causing scientists a bit of concern. They're tracking what are called side blooms and trying to figure out why they're happening and what they mean. Henry Breen, a reporter for the Arizona Daily Star, has written about this. He spoke with our co-host Mark Brody and started by explaining what exactly side blooms are.
Well, typically saguaros bloom up around the crown of the main stem and the arms, almost in a halo sort of way. But people have been noticing this year that that blooms are popping up along the sides of the stems, several feet down in some cases, and even further. And there also seems to be a lot of flowers popping up right now on the saguaros.
How unusual is it for these flowers to be blooming in these kinds of places?
It's unclear how rare it is necessarily, although I will say that I've talked to a couple of different saguaro experts who said things like they've never seen anything like this, or they've never seen side blooms to this extent before.
What do we make of this? Like, why do the saguaro experts think this is happening?
They're still trying to figure it out. Mostly, though, they think it's a response in some way to stress. We just had our driest and one of our hottest years on record last year. So it might be an immediate effect of that. It also might be cumulative effects of heat events going back to 2017, one expert told me.
Really? So a combination of heat and drought seems to be at least have some kind of role here.
Yeah, it seems to be, as one guy told me, it seems to be sort of scrambling how the saguaros are growing and sort of blunting their growth a bit. So they're sort of forced to put out blossoms where they normally wouldn't.
It's interesting because one of the people that you quoted suggested that maybe they were reactivating old blooms. In other words, sort of going back to the well from where they'd had success before.
Yeah, apparently there are some blooming locations that don't get used in a given year. And then they just move down the stem as the plant grows. They're sort of unused. And they'll reactivate ones they haven't used before. I guess once they use it, they can't use it again. But they reactivate old ones that didn't get used in previous years and try to use them again.
So in general, with plants, as with people and animals, extreme heat and extreme drought are not a good combination together. Saguaros are, of course, adapted to this part of the world. Are ecologists worried about what these side blooms might mean for the saguaros, either in the short or long terms?
There's been some sort of doomsday predictions, not among scientists, I should say, but just among sort of general people who say, oh, they're blooming as sort of a last gasp because they're going to die. And the experts I talked to don't believe that to be true. They do think that they're being affected by higher temperatures and sort of more stressful events, more freezes, more extremes, I guess, more freezes, more heat events over a shorter period of time. And I guess the saguaro can sort of, that damage sort of adds up in the saguaros and affects them for decades to come.
So does that mean then that, for example, if we have another monsoon season this year like we did last year, which was virtually non-existent, that sort of adds up, the damage kind of adds up, and if that continues over some number of years, that might be a real problem for the saguaros?
Yeah, I mean, if we see a fundamental shift in how much rain we get in our wettest time of the year, that would obviously be bad news for just not just the saguaro, but for a lot of plants. I guess the good news in the saguaro's case is that it's a very long-lived plant, and it can be reproductive for a century potentially or more. So even a few bad years, as long as they're spaced out enough, will just fade into the background because there'll be presumably good years mixed in there too. If they're all together in one lump, a bunch of bad years in a row, that could be bad news for a lot of plants in the desert.
Do the ecologists think that the fact that these flowers are coming up on parts of the saguaro that they don't normally come up on, does that do anything? Does that mean anything in terms of reproduction for the saguaros?
The one expert that I talked to, Bill Peachy, seems to think that most of these side blooms probably won't turn into fruit. Based on his past experience, he says they tend to not develop completely and end up falling off without ever becoming fruit. I just don't think there's a lot of knowledge out there. We're kind of seeing something that we haven't seen before, and I guess time will tell. It could be that it's a very productive year. We just don't know yet, I don't think.
Right. And we should point out that while, you know, this may or may not be problematic for the saguaros, in the short term, it sure is nice to look at.
Yeah, it's quite beautiful. It's quite a show we're seeing. I grew up in Tucson, and I don't remember ever seeing this many blooms on saguaros all over the place all at once. Ever since I started reporting this story, I've just noticed this phenomenon almost everywhere in town I go. It's pretty striking.
All right, that is Henry Breen, a reporter with the Arizona Daily Star in Tucson. Henry, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.